Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
What?
I just got a text from a really close friend who broke up with someone. Oh my God, I'm so sad for her. She's so bummed. Oh my God, I just saw it. Oh boy. Okay. Hey everybody. Good morning. It's the Sarah and Vinny Show. Thank you so much.
You got
for
a
listening.
Text that someone's life blew up at 6 a.m.
I just got a text.
Sheesh.
From her, you know, she was loved this guy. You know, they met. They've been going out for a couple of years, and she was feeling good and settled. And I guess he broke up with her over the week. I'm like, do you want to come over and sew today? She's like,
you're letting people come over?
Well, I'm gonna let her come over. She's freaking devastated. She's.
Oh my God.
We'll wear masks.
Riley isn't gonna let that happen.
Riley sleeps till noon. He won't know. No, she'll put a mask on. I mean, listen, the two sewing machines are 10 feet away, so I'm just going to... The poor thing. I just feel so bad for her. Oh, honey. Like, right, that's, you know, this is the first time I've really been like, that's a person who needs a freaking hug. Oh. She's saying he doesn't deserve her. He doesn't. You're right. You're a freaking quality girl. I love her. She's so funny, so clever. What an idiot this guy is.
Well, you don't know.
I do know. I
you
actually
don't
do
know.
I do. And I'm going to text you who it is right now because she is.
You never know what a pain in the butt someone might be. You just don't know till you're with them. Or you might think that they're a huge pain in the butt and they turn out to be a delight. My hand is up.
Yeah, you're a pain in the ass. I just know it. I just know it. I just texted you who it is. Oh, hon. I love her so much. I love that girl. I never,
oh,
I, you know what? Maybe I'll get to see more of her. She's been, I know. It's awful. And I liked her. I liked the guy too. Except I hate him now. Oh.
You don't know.
I do.
You
I
don't.
I do. She's the best. She's so great. He's a loser. Total loser. What a dummy.
Sheesh.
Okay. Hey, everyone. The Johnny Mosley podcast is going up today.
Oh, thank God.
How did that one come out? That was funny. We had a good time taping that last week. Bryn, does it sound good? What time are you going to put that up, baby?
After the show, probably around 11-ish.
All right. If you're checking out the Johnny Mosley podcast, then this week's
is this the one with that Harvey Landecker?
You mean Ted Ligety?
Yeah.
No, that was last week.
Okay.
Yeah. Harvey Landecker is, you know, coming up. I don't even know who that is. I'm sure he's
I don't either. I just was trying to put a name. That's what came out.
Yeah. You can follow the Johnny Mosley Pod at Johnny Mosley Pod. And he's fascinating. Oh my God. He put up this thing about I guess he played tennis. And he just, I don't know. If that was a picture of me, I would be like, well, that's not going up. But he put it up there.
What is it?
It's just him, just, you know, not looking like an Olympian. It's just funny.
Oh, on the tennis court, you mean?
Looks like he's doing a TikTok dance.
Oh.
Like he's practicing for something like that. Anyway.
I don't know. I can't keep up with YouTube post. It's like you got caught the same disease on the same day.
He taught me how to do it.
He showed me what to do. I'm missing half of what you post.
Oh, don't worry about it. None of it's worth looking at. You know, just keep throwing it up there. It's fun. Oh, there it is. You look at that picture. He looks like he's learning a TikTok dance. It's so funny.
He's going for it.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Oh, he's got a mask on.
Right foot up, left foot.
Why you gotta
slide.
Wear a mask if you're out there with plenty of space?
I guess he just, you know, he always has a mask on, by the way. Like when he comes here to tape the show, he's out in the outdoor fire pit area and he's got a mask. I mean, even, you know, he pulls the mask off to talk into the mic and then no one goes near that mic. John is so adamant. I was like, just have him come in. I mean, for God's sake, they're isolating. We're isolating. I know. I'm so not as serious as everybody
right.
else.
Right. Well, I mean, you're already inviting someone over today. I mean,
it's... listen, this, she needs some love and support. She's a great longtime friend of mine, and
I
feel so bad.
I'm still not sure whose fault it is, but you know,
it's definitely him.
I'm gonna go with you on that then.
Mm. Oh, she wrote. Oh boy, he wasn't a good guy. Mm. Okay, time for the trash. Let's talk about something else. Oh, I feel so bad.
Unless you're gonna actually tell us the story over there.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not gonna. That's, you know, right. I probably shouldn't. I mean, honestly, the text came in 30 seconds before we went on the air, and I'm reading. I'm like, oh, no. Or I wouldn't have mentioned it. I would have gathered myself. Death. Let's talk about death. Here we go. We had a bunch of deaths over the weekend. Fred Willard.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday, everyone. Here's who died. Fred Willard, who is great. I love Fred Willard. He's been in at least 10 of my favorite all-time movies. Like
I'm sure someone told me along the way the guy was old, but 86, I had no idea.
I know, Vinny. He seemed like a dude who was just in his 50s my whole life. Mm-hmm. I think he dyed his hair and maybe got some work done. I don't know. He looked amazing.
The last picture that I saw of him, he looked elderly, but it was, he never appeared that way in public. So I don't know.
And he's been doing movies all along, you know. He was the station manager in the Anchorman movies. A lot of people will know him from that. Mm-hmm. But he was an improv guy, and he used to do all the Christopher Guest mockumentaries. Like he was in Spinal Tap, just a tiny little thing in that.
Was he in the dog show one?
He was Best in Show. He was in Waiting for Guffman, A Mighty Wind, For Your Consideration, Mascots. Let me see. He was actually in the movie WALL-E. He's the only live action character in the movie. And I think he's on a screen, right? Like in the for the By and Large corporation.
He was also
on later seasons of Everybody Loves Raymond. He played Phil's father on several episodes of Modern Family. He's in that that Space Force show, the one that stars Steve Carell. It's an upcoming Netflix show.
Oh.
He just was in my life my whole life. You don't even realize how much stuff you've seen. Do you have, were you able to pull a little bit of audio from Fred Willard?
Now that looks like a fast dog. Is that faster than a greyhound? Well, if you put him in a race, who would come in first? If you had a little jockey on him going. Let me ask you this. If you're going to put him on a football team, which would be your wide receiver, which would be your tight end? Who can go the farthest, the fastest?
Well, I don't know any dogs that play football.
I'm having some fun with you.
That's from Best in Show, right? Which was, you know, he's great in that role, like the commentator making the, you know, the little comments. He's so rest in peace. 86 years. It's great. Just a few days before he died, he was actually on Twitter mourning the loss of Jerry Stiller, who just passed last week. He said, I met him in the 60s when we played in the same clubs as he and Ann Mira. Unfortunately for us, they were much funnier. We couldn't be jealous, so instead we became good friends.
That's nice.
It is. He died of natural causes. It wasn't like the corona got him, but he was 86. His daughter Hope said he passed very peacefully. Death too. I know Phyllis George, but only because my husband watches football incessantly. Phyllis George was a groundbreaking female broadcaster. NFL Today is what she's probably best known for. She died last Thursday after a long fight with some kind of blood disorder. They're not saying blood cancer, but she was 70
years old.
Wait,
you're saying Phyllis George was on TV doing commentating for football?
Yeah, she was one of the first women to have a nationally prominent role in TV sports coverage.
I do not know her.
You do. If you looked and saw her face, you I went, oh, who's that? Looked her up and went, oh, I've totally seen her.
Oh, okay.
She was gorgeous. She was Miss Texas 1970, Miss America 1971, First Lady of Kentucky from 79 to 83. She hosted Candid Camera in the mid-70s. But she's best known for hosting the NFL Today on CBS, starting in 1974. One of the first women to have a big prominent role like that in TV sports coverage.
Hmm.
ESPN's Hannah Storm called her a true trailblazer for being an inspirational role model for women who wanted to pursue sports casting. So she has passed. There's a picture of her. You recognize her?
I don't, but that's a picture from the 70s, isn't it? Look at that collar.
Yeah, wow. That is a 70s look.
Good for her, though. You know, that she's right. Hannah Storm is correct. The kind of crap that lady must have dealt with coming up says a lot about who she is, that she was able
There's one. Recognize
her? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
you totally. It's a face you absolutely know. So at 70, Phyllis George has passed away. Rest in peace,
70 is kind of young. What happened?
Blood disorder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, sounds like a blood cancer or something, but yeah. I guess she'd been fighting it for a long time, and she passed last Thursday. So rest in peace, and thank you for your hard work. I mean, honestly, women today take for granted a lot of... Look, we have a ways to go, a long way to go, you know, but we're doing it, and we're doing it because of women who aren't afraid to stand up and do it, and do it better. So thank you to Phyllis George.
Well, and unfortunately for someone like Phyllis George, or I'm trying to think, why can't I think, Joan Rivers, there were probably times when standing up wasn't the right move, and they had to suck it up and take that kind of crap in order to get to the greater good. And that's more important, is that, like, wow, what they dealt with probably grace in order to get to the bigger picture.
Had to, right?
Sucks.
It's gross. Well, but there was a, you know, and there still is, you know. Mm-hmm. Listen, anybody who has established themselves in a male dominated profession, Nicole, this is for you, girl. You know, this is it ain't easy. You get told exactly how you're supposed to be, and you know, you're the expectation of how you'll behave, and God forbid you step out of that. That's a you know, you can thank your mother and your grandmother and your aunts and your, you know, women who said, I'm not doing that, or how dare you, and I'm just as good as that guy. Those ladies, you know, we know them. Over the weekend, we also lost Carlos Santana's younger brother. It's his youngest brother, actually. And I first heard about this because our dear friend Alan Rosen from Bananas at Large, ding ding shame, really good friends. And, you know, of course he knew Carlos, and he actually brought Carlos in. Alan's been so great over the years. He brought in a lot of people that are, you know, iconic and put us in contact with him. But he was close.
I loved getting to meet Carlos, and I never met his younger brother. But one of the things I saw when I saw the story about his younger brother was, oh my God, his younger brother was 68, which means Carlos has got to be in his mid-70s, right?
Yeah. Well, Carlos is, you know, he's been around for
a long time. Yeah.
I know. He died, 72. Let's see. Oh, only 72.
Okay.
That's still young. He's still hanging in there. She said because she's in her 50s. You know, 70 does not seem that far away.
No.
Cause of death is still being determined. So Jorge, is dead at 68, and, you know, really sympathies to the family. I know some of them are local, and to Alan, you know, he was clearly devastated over the weekend.
Yeah.
So very sorry. I want to say I met Jorge at, Alan's 50th birthday party.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'd never met him.
I just, you know, in passing, not, you know, I didn't sit down and chat. Another death. Ready?
Oh, geez.
Gino Silva. He is 72. Was 72. He is best known as the hitman who disposes of Tony Montana in Scarface.
What?
Gino Silva. He is the skull, the hitman who takes out Tony Montana in the climax of Scarface. He's dead.
Well, there's like, okay, never mind.
Do you see him?
No, I don't see him. I'm just saying, I thought the scene where he's at the end is there's a lot of people aiming at him, but
this is the guy.
Got it.
Let's see. He died May 9th. Complications from frontotemporal degeneration. It's a form of dementia. Yikes.
Yikes.
So rest in peace. And in news about little hotties, Kaia Gerber.
From death to hotties. Okay.
Death to hotties. Look, you know, let's not end on death, right?
Right.
Kaia Gerber is hot. She's the daughter of Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber. And she shared a selfie of herself, because that's what selfies are. I should just say she shared a selfie. wearing an olive green bikini and a brand new accessory, a giant blue arm cast that extended. It's a full arm cast. And
up to the bicep?
It is.
Up past the elbow?
Yeah, it's all the way.
All right.
She said, had a little... Oh, do you have the... Look at that.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, that's a foot from the wrist to mid bicep. Had a little accident, but I'm okay. She also sent a copy of an x-ray where it is, I mean, that's a serious break. That's, is that at her hand?
Looks like it's at her elbow.
Look at all those little nugget bones, though.
Up there, it looks like it's.
Looks like hand.
I'm not sure, though.
But yeah, either way, she ain't moving that thing. I guess, you know, maybe so that those bones don't move. You know, the elbow joint can't move, so those bones can't move.
Yeah,
anyway,
they know what they're doing. So
she is, yes, they do, Ben. So she is, you know, cast or not, she's looking hot. Oh, I'm a poet and I don't even know it. Anyway, I don't know how she broke it, but she did. And she remains hot. And finally, and I'll do this really fast, it's safe to say Naomi Campbell is taking the pandemic seriously. She wore a full-on hazmat suit on a flight from L.A. to New York. Bryn, if you can grab a pic, I mean, it's exactly what you think. You can't even tell it's her. Beautiful eyes, but they're the only thing you can see. She is covered in a $14.99, I think this is an Amazon purchase or possibly a Costco. By the way, she's 49. Legendary supermodel, they say here. She was on the move. Full hazmat suit, goggles, a face mask, and a face shield to protect herself. She even draped a blanket over her seat as an added barrier.
How'd they even know that was her?
$15.99. She posted about it.
Oh, she posted it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she said, so here's my outfit. It was $15.99. It's a DuPont Industrial and Scientific Disposable Elastic Waist Booty and Hood Tyvek Coverall Suit. There she is.
I don't blame her.
There's the yeah. Well, look,
I don't want to get sick. I'm totally with her on that. I would avoid the travel before I'd get that get up on. But I get it. I mean, I was at the grocery store Saturday, which is not a day you want to go, but I had to because we had needs, and there I was, and I saw one of my friends and was like, hey, and then you know how 20 minutes passes and somewhere in the back of my head, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm sitting in the grocery store having a full blown convo when this is like the last place you should be parked. You know?
People are going by you, spreading their disease, their Ebola.
Just like, but I totally get, you know, I mean, it was nice to see my friend and I was glad we got to catch up, but there was no doubt afterward. I'm like, good grief. That is a no-no.
Yeah.
Dummy.
That's actually one of the nice things about the whole corona, you know, is I can walk through the neighborhood and I don't have to worry about talking to neighbors. I'm like, hey, everyone's got mad. I'm like, yep. Nice to see you. See you after this whole thing's over.
It's great.
Bye.
For antisocial behaviors, yes.
Oh, it is awesome, for sure. All right, that's going to do it, Vinny. What's coming up?
I've got some fast facts. I've got some news about opening up Bay Area and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.